Blog Talk Radio. got to go.
Difficulties here. I'm going to try to get the Skype up and running, and while I'm doing that, listen to this.
Break it on down.
Here we go, one time, bring it on down.
someone got to say, don't smoke more than 50 fags a day. So if you ever ask yourself,
bunch of guests with him. Dig that. I'm going to tend to this small, minor technical difficulty. Dial that in and be right back. Give me a call. 347-826-7667. Join me in the chat on BTR. That's right, Vince in the Bay. Coming to you late night. Maybe you're turned off from SNL. I watched the first couple minutes of it. Yeah. Not too impressed, so I thought I would do a show. And I'm glad you're here with me. I'm going to take a quick moment here, tend to some technical stuff, and be right back.
Very tall. She still she loves me, me best of all. She's my woman, all in all. She's my lover, and she's my ball. I roll around, I have a lot of fun. Always whisper to me softly, say, Bo Diddley, you the one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure enough, I hold her in my arm, and I kiss her real gentle. She said, my. Feeling real real. Take it easy, baby. Your temperature running hot. You gonna start to after me one. Oh, baby, what you got? You my ball. telephone and called a poet home. He said, hey, little boy, you better let my daughter alone. I says, oh, yeah. He says, oh, yeah. Oh yeah, her mother got mad and started to jump and shout. They started to run down there and have the cops to carry me out. I says, oh yeah. She said, mm-hmm. I says, oh yeah. My papa said, sure enough. I said, but I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her.
That's right. He loves her. Bo Diddley with a song called Oh Yeah. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and joining me here. We've got A. Monet 28, Beneath Everything, Just JR, Mrs. TG, Rambo Radio, and R. Revolution in the house. Also, four guests, guestesses, guestess 5538, 5539, 5551, and 5567. Would encourage you to sign up really quick on BTR. It's pretty easy. Just go to the main page and just fill out a profile. You don't have to do a show or anything. You can just sign in. It's like any other social networking site. You just dial it in, make up your name and whatever, and then you can come chat with us and talk shit. Or you can just kick back and listen, which is what you're doing now. Anywho, want to thank Ronnie Rucker for bringing the party over here. This is your after party sexy time. It's how I think I wrote it. I made it up on the spot. And what could be more sexy than Mrs. PG in the house? Appreciate that. Good to see her. I was stopped into the sidebar earlier. I even stopped into the side. What was the other one? The side note, a little spinoff project Miss Peachy has been up to lately is the side note. So that was interesting. I found out about that today. Wondering what the difference is between the side note and the sidebar is. I'm sure it's subtle, but to the true listeners, I'm sure it's totally different. Anyways, John, you've never listened to Mrs. PG, check her out. She's on the sidebar, I don't know, 9 p.m. Pacific. You do the math from there. Rambo, I want to thank you for coming through. Rambo also does a pretty raw show, and enjoy listening to him, and glad he has joined us here, as well as our revolution. And Jess Jr. or Jess Jr. I don't know. Maybe he can clarify. Side note is so Mrs. PG's side note is 80s music. Saturdays. There you have it. BTR. Sure. Good times. Back to it's good to be back in the BTR. Welcome to Chatterbox Live. I wanted to call you Chatterbox Love. Because, you know, this is the after party sexy time program. So feel free to spread the Chatterbox love and go live with us or me. I mean, we're already us in the chat room. But if you want to join me here on the air, you can give me a call at 347-826-7667. We can talk about whatever pops up, if you know what I'm saying. Anywho, I got some music I can play too. I've loaded up some new tunes onto my BTR. I'm ready to rumble. it took a while, but I'm here.
Thank you, very nice.
You're welcome. So how am I sounding out there, folks? Does it sound clear? I've got the headset on. I know I've had problems with it in the past, but like cutting in and out. Like if I all of a sudden get dumped, I don't know why. I'm doing this Skype thing. So if it doesn't sound kosher, please notify me. I appreciate that greatly. I always find it interesting when I'm on, I listen to other shows and I type in the chat room, hey, you keep cutting in and out. I can't hear what you're fucking saying. You know, and they just don't want to hear it. They think, they're like, oh, shut up, you're being an asshole. It's like, no, I'm being, like, I would want you to say the same thing if it was my show. So feel free to extend that courtesy to me as well. It is a sexy party, but not sexy enough yet, Chatterbox Live. We gotta get this thing. We gotta get this thing crack-a-lacking, if you know what I'm saying. But if I gotta play some tunes to get it more sexy, I mean, I want it to be like sexy party. It's sexy party time, you know, rock and roll. You know, we can party hard. Doesn't necessarily just have to be sexy. It can just be straight partying. Or it can be just straight sex. I mean, it doesn't matter. Anywho. Yeah, so there you have it. There are some things going on out here in California that it's, I don't know, right now, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just really fucking baked. But things are kind of a buzz as we're getting closer to November 2nd here. And a lot of things are heating up, and one of the issues that it's burning on a lot of people's minds, and I'm starting to see more articles about, is this Prop 19 that they're trying to pass. Essentially the decriminalization of marijuana use for personal consumption. And so that's coming up. And at the same time, they're throwing in all these other laws that are it's so blatant how they do these, they come out with these propositions and all these things, and they hype up one, and they hype up one side of it. Like Prop 19, everybody thinks, okay, Prop 19 is going to be great. You know, they're going to decriminalize marijuana, and they'll be able to tax it, which they already do. They already tax it. There's already medical marijuana going on being sold in California, and people that purchase that pay taxes on it. They pay sales tax to California already, so that's nothing new. Was it yesterday? Schwarzenegger made it not a felony, or I don't know. He reduced the penalty for possession of less than an ounce. It's like, I don't know, it's like civil, it's like a ticket. It's like a parking ticket instead of like, you know, something more. Rambo says he's the king of late night radio. Okay. Sure. Why not? Let's see. Jesus, I got the burps today. A little passing a little gas there. Anywho. So where was I? Oh yeah, so things are a buzz in the air. There's a lot of stuff going on in regards to this marijuana law. And then on top of that, they're like locally here, they're looking to do a tax increase, a tax especially on medicinal marijuana. Like they're already paying taxes on this, but then they're going to add an extra tax on top of that, just specifically for medical cannabis. And they're just kind of throwing that in there, into the mix. So, like, you know, so some stone guys, and they're like, okay, I got to vote yes on 19. But then they start seeing all these other, like, random things pop up that are, you know, marijuana related. And they're just like, oh, I'm supposed to say yes to everything. Yeah, I say yes to everything. And so that nightmare could happen. Who knows? it's going to be a mixed bag. But things are, I mean, it's basically legal now. It'll just be even more so. But for those of you who have been to California, it's basically just like if you go to the parking lot of Grateful Dead show, that's California for you, essentially. There you go, Jess JR, Mrs. PG. It's been a year. I still want to say Miss PG, but it's Mrs. PG. Our Revolution, Steelheart. See, I don't even know if that's a dude or a chick. I don't know how sexy I should get with Steelheart. I'm trying to click on, Callie in the building, my girl Callie, also known as your girl Callie, but she's mine. She's my your girl Callie. And she's also your girl Callie. Just JR is in PA. That's 3 a.m. Yeah, you're champing it out here. Just JR, 3 a.m. is not too bad. I coast usually, and I can, you know, on a weekend night, I can coast into 6 a.m., no problem. But it's 3 a.m. there, yeah. And what I didn't realize that Hawaii is 3 hours behind California. I don't know, for some reason I thought it was like 2 or 1. I don't think it was 3, but that's makes sense. Yep, the sun never sets on the United States Empire, essentially, right? Revolution waving at me. Are you taking off, Revolution? It's 9 p.m. over in Hawaii. So this is like pre-party for you guys. I know it's called the after party, but for our Hawaiian friends, they are just getting warmed up tonight. They're not even fully baked yet, which I, of course, am. I partook in some edibles, but that's just between you and I. Looks like I already lost Rambo. I guess he's not with... It wasn't sexy enough for him. But you ladies feel the urge to call in and contribute to the sexiness. It's kind of hard doing it alone, but I manage to do just fine. It's 2 a.m. in the 414. That's right, 2:05 a.m. And Miss PJ is still packing it. Still packing heat. This is like old times. Miss PG, Mrs. PG, Ronnie Rucker, Callie. It's like the whole old school BTR familia. Where's CRC the Reliever? Great, like the PC's crapping out on me. I don't even know if I'm still on the air. It doesn't matter. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Chatterbox Live, is that a dude or a chick? Identify yourself. Call on Skype. Yeah, totally call on Skype. That's what I'm calling on right now. I don't even know if it sounds good or not. That doesn't matter. It's just... Gosh, oh, wait. Hey, Chatterbox Live, were you one of the guests? Did you just recently transform from a guest to an actual name? I'm always curious because I do those little disclaimer things and other hosts do it and you never know if it works or not because you don't know because some people just like lurking back there. I know I sound fine, Miss PG. I mean, how does the quality of the audio, how's the audio quality sound? I know I'm fine. You know, it's just, yeah. Thanks, folks. Okay. Looks like we got a caller on the line here. Let's go to the 626. Identify yourself.
Hey, what's up, Vince? It's me, Ronnie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Ronnie Rucker. What is up, bro?
Hey, man. I just want to tell you what's up, bro, and call your number and see if it works.
It totally works.
Everybody in the chat room, what's up?
It's Ronnie Rucker, people. The one and only.
I'm sorry, bro.
How many how many bottles of wine did you drink tonight? I was watching. It was hard to tell what was going on in that little box you had going on.
Right. Mark, my friend, he has already left now, so I can talk shit without worrying about him fucking, reprimanding me. Fuck shit up. Anyways, no, I really only drink one bottle of wine during the show, but I had like three beers before. So, I'm sort of on the downstroke right now.
Yeah. Warm up with the beer.
Yeah, I tend to warm up with the beer. Recently, I've decided to start warming up with the beer because my tolerance, my talls, as they say around here, has, raised.
Increased?
Increased is the word. Yeah, that's it.
So instead of drinking two bottles of wine, instead of drinking two bottles of wine in the same amount of time, you go with the pre-chugging or whatever?
Right. I just do, the pre-beers so that I can get the ball rolling and then so I can deal with, power outages and shit like that. And then I drink the wine during the show. The wine is strictly for, entertainment's sake, I guess. I don't know what the term is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Miss PG in the chat room. What's up? Everybody else, hey. Yeah, I can't get enough. Someone else call. Hey!
Who?
Hey, Vince. Seriously, Vince,
what?
Really, really quickly, I have to say,
yeah.
I'm pretty stoked that you started doing your show again because it adds another quiver in my arsenal to pass my time. You know? I appreciate
Happy
it, man.
To facilitate that need.
I'm very glad.
Among other needs, if there's any other way I can facilitate you, I will surely do so. I get a kick out of your show.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your support, truly. Anyways,
yeah.
I'm gonna have to cut off of this shit because everybody around me is saying that I need to go do other shit, but I'm still tuned in, so don't trip out, yo.
You know what? Tell those people that are around you, your handlers, your people. You know what? Tell them, flip them off and tell them, fuck you. And that's
I'm going to try. Hey, Vince says, fuck you, everybody. You guys can go to fucking hell. They're all giving me dirty looks, bro. We're going to go drive around town tonight, I think, eventually.
Fuck
I'm
yeah,
not
going to
drive because I'm not a driver, by the way. Everybody out there wondering, does Ronnie Rucker drive? No, I don't drive. They took my license away a long time ago.
We're all
okay,
safer
Vince,
for it.
You're probably all safer for real. The island of Hawaii is safe knowing that I'm locked up in the house.
Yeah.
All right, bro. It was nice talking to you. I'm going to let someone else call in. Okay.
Yeah, we need some
thanks
ladies.
A lot,
I mean, you're sexy and all, but I need some.
Oh, thanks. Tell me something
here.
I don't know. Okay, no, seriously, I got to go because the handlers are, looking at me like I shouldn't do this. I just got a text from the agent, too. Okay.
All right.
Okay, still in the chat room, bro. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, man. I'll find you in there. And for everybody who's listening, that's Ronnie Rucker. He's in the chat room beneath everything, which is also the name of his show. And he's had a bottle of wine and a couple of beers, and he's getting ready to spark off his night. It's only 9 p.m. out there. So, we're just warming up. This is the after party, called the after party, but he is pre-partying. His show is like a pre-party, essentially. Yeah. So I'm watching this Kanye thing on Saturday Night Live, and I don't know what to make of it. I have it on mute. I'm not sure what it sounds like. I'm sure I can just download it off YouTube or something later. But he went with like this all white background, which is a pretty bold move. It looks kind of cool. I don't know what's going on. He's lying on the floor with a bunch of ballerina people. He's got red on with a bunch of chains. Yeah, I don't know. He's either completely flipped his lid or he's so fucking crazy now he's sane. Anyhow, thanks again, Ronnie Rucker, for checking in. And Amy's back. Speaking of sexy, Amy's in the chat room. There's some sexiness going on. We got Mrs. PG, your girl Callie, Amy. Chatterbox Live. I still haven't identified Chatterbox Live's sexual identity. What do they call it? For sexuality? Yeah. Well, I want to know whether she has a PP or not. That's what I'm saying. Or he. You know I'm getting at. Anyways, Kanye is distracting me. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch back to the Kanye thing. I don't know. He's like reenacting sort of his video, kind of. Which, that video that he did, that video was like a minute long. It was like a minute and a half long. And like the actual song on the record. But like this performance on SNL is taking like half the show. It's like a 10-minute performance. Could he be any more egotistical? Wow. I wonder if he thinks he's like the Antichrist or something. Because people always joke that these people like Jay-Z and all these people are part of the Illuminati, and you could say in a way they are, because they were, you know, they got their money through the establishment or whatever, quote unquote. But I think Kanye's reading too many of his headlines. I think he really believes like he controls the world or something. Anywho. I like some of his music though. I really do. And I wish I could play some of his videos. I think I'm going to follow the Ronnie Rucker train and go over and start doing a Justin TV show or live stream or you stream or whatever. We all stream for live stream, you stream. So that way I can play videos and stuff, because it's so much more interactive and fun that way. I really enjoyed Ronnie's show, and you might see me doing a video version of this. And the audio quality is so much better too. Like, it's just ridiculous. And you're not constructed by all the bullshit on BTR. But, anywho, I digress. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Yes, and I'm back, and I'm on my handset now. Revolution's leaving too, or both? Or, okay, but beneath everything, Ronnie Rucker is checking out. Thanks for coming through, Ronnie. Glad to hear your voice. And looking forward to your show next week, Ronnie Rucker's Beneath Everything, which is part of the reason why I called this show the after party, because it was sort of like the after party of Ronnie's show, because I have no life, and I spend my Saturdays listening to Ronnie Rucker. So, sue me. Anywho, that was some Galactic with Z-Trip, a track called Bounce Baby off of Galactic's record From the Corner to the Block. They have a new one out that is really cool. That's all you have to know right now about that. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Don't be bashful, people. Speaking of Ronnie Rucker's show, we got a girl from Detroit who is in the chat room and listening. Appreciate you joining us here. Girl from Detroit and adding to the sexiness. Really, really impressed with the female turnout here. But of course, of all, wait, what's this? I had Kaz watch the rest of True Blood. I see. You guys have to be at the same point in True Blood to continue. I get it. She's got to catch up to you. Fucked up. She's got to get on the ball there. See, I don't have that problem because I just watch C-SPAN all day. There's no real series. The only series in C-SPAN is Washington Journal, which is probably the greatest call-in show in the history of the world. Girl from Detroit says, yeah, it's our TBTLK. I don't know all the acronyms. I really don't. And I have no idea what this... Yeah, it's our TBTLKA. I have no clue what that means. So feel free to enlighten me there, girl from Detroit. But yeah, I'm going to try to fix this audio thing. My Skype crapped out on me during that song. So I'm going to try to get the Skype going again. TBTLKA. I still don't know what TLKA means. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even want to try to figure it out. Oh, talk. Oh, okay. It's a typo. Got it. See, that's the thing is nowadays with texting and chat rooms and Twitter and everything, like, there's so many acronyms and, like, people misspell things at the same time. And, like, you don't know, half the time I don't know the difference between an acronym and a typo. I really don't. It's frightening. Like, it's crazy. I can't keep up with them. Thanks God for the Urban Dictionary, though. Yeah. Thank God for the Urban Dictionary. I tell ya. All right. If you folks aren't going to call me, I'm going to fix my Skype connection and get back on that. And while I'm doing that, you're going to enjoy this tune.
Yeah, you're the same. to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, we're back. I'm back with you, the listeners, my people, my brethren. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. And on cue here, we have from the 614. Identify yourself, please. Hello? Caller, you're on the air. Caller from the... Okay, we lost the 614. Appreciate the call-in. Try it again. We had a bad connection there, or maybe no connection at all. Oh, actually, you know what? Damn it. I don't know if the caller raised their hand. That is probably... No, the hand is raised. Let's try it again. 614, you're on the air.
Hey, Vince.
Amy.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Not much.
I've been waiting for you to call.
Well, I was on the phone, so I had to wait.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Priorities. I know.
But, yeah, I'm here now. What are you talking about tonight?
Well, I named the show After Party Sexy Time. It was just spontaneous because I thought if you just put sexy in there somewhere, that it would attract more listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully attract sexy listeners, such as yourself. And
well, let's get sexy then.
Oh, you're already sexy. I mean, you're bringing it. It's consider it brought or brung or here. But yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Real good.
Your big blue pulled off a last
minute. I know,
that
was crazy, right?
You caught the best part of the game.
Yeah, I know. It was like 20 seconds to go, tied up. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. My wings
yeah.
off, so...
Isn't it preseason still?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even count.
Oh, listen here. Okay, it doesn't count, whatever, but losing is losing, and it sucks. Nobody wants to lose.
Yeah,
especially
for
breaking
usually, yeah, but see, usually teams lose in the preseason because they're working on specific shit and they don't stick to the whole game plan because they know part of their game plan is good already.
Right.
So they use that time to, like, get better at the other shit. And that's why
right.
they lose normally. So that's why you always see the good teams. They always lose, like, all the games in the preseason. And then they become awesome.
Well, we played the Leafs 2 nights in a row. And we won the first night. And then we lost. The second night, so, but, I mean, I hate the Maple Leafs, so.
I guess I should know what the Sharks are doing. I have no clue what the Sharks are doing. The Sharks are a disappointment every year.
Yeah, boo to the Sharks.
Boo
I'm sorry.
To the Sharks.
Sorry. That's the only team you have. You should really pick a different team from somewhere else.
Hey, the Sharks were good last year. They should have went all the way last year.
But they didn't.
They choked to the, was it Chicago?
The Blackhawks. I hate them,
yeah.
too.
Losers. Dicks.
Big time. What are you wearing? Okay, really, just kidding.
Yeah,
Red Wings all the way.
Cheddar.
That's right, girl from Detroit. Holla.
She's The only thing she's wearing is a Red Wings jersey.
Oh, yeah.
If you,
well, actually, it's a Michigan
many,
one right now.
How many Red Wings jerseys do you have?
Just two. I have more Michigan jerseys.
Is one of them Fedorov?
Yes.
Is the other one Yzerman?
No.
Oh, I thought I was going to nail it. What's the other one?
You did good, though. But, I mean, you know, Fedorov, you know. He should have never left the Wings because, like, he's the kind of player you associate with one team. And, like, he just doesn't fit anywhere else. And it, like, totally ticked me off when he decided to go to the Blue Jackets. Like, you know, like, his career was coming to an end or whatever, and he's not that great anymore, but still, he should have just stayed there. It made me mad.
There's a team called the Blue Jackets?
Yes, the Columbus Blue Jackets. They suck. They're a really
isn't that a minor league team?
No.
They named a major league team the Blue Jackets.
Yep.
What the fuck is a Blue Jacket?
That's what I'm saying, because like, it's like their logo is a yellow jacket, and he's wearing a blue jacket. It's so dumb. I said the same thing. Their logo is so dumb. It makes me hate them even more.
IKR. It's my new one. IKR. I'm trying to wake up PG. Miss PG came in here and just like took a nap.
Really? Where's your girl Callie?
My girl Callie is asleep too, it looks like.
What about
everybody's sleeping? Everybody's taking a little nappy. It didn't say after party nappy time. It said after party sexy time. Girlfriend Detroit said, "Oh, IKR 2. Damn, she went there." So, I want to thank Amy for joining me here. In vivo, also in the chat room, Chatterbox Live. Chatterbox Live? Why don't you get your I can't think. Skype. Get your Skype fired up and call in. I don't even know what Chatterbox Live is. Is Chatterbox Live a guy or a girl?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Your girl Callie is awake.
Yeah, hey, baby. Callie, I'm surprised Callie hasn't called in. She is a radio professional, I'll have you know. And she's probably like not going to mess around with this internet radio business. She's got bigger fish to fry. So what does not work for you?
I was just
guy?
Saying
she's a guy?
Wait. Live.
Hi. Our Revolution and Girlfriend Detroit both say guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they know or
maybe Chatterbox Live is private messaging Revolution and Girlfriend Detroit and they're like, that's definitely a guy. What I mean?
Maybe
he doesn't
know.
Maybe he's messaging you privately. We just don't even know.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No.
Okay. Because if
Revolution says he is a guy.
If everybody's confirming it but him.
Yeah. Maybe he's
He must go.
Confused.
He must go but. He does a Justin TV show?
He said it in the chat room earlier, is what.
Okay. I can barely talk, but much less talk and chat at the same time. It's horrible.
Did you enjoy your treats from earlier?
Oh yeah, I was gonna Twitter pic my vanilla mint chocolate cupcake I had tonight.
Did you just say vanilla mint?
Yeah.
Was it yummy?
Oh my god, I'll show you the link to the. I'll put this link in here. It's just delectable. What's the name of this here again? Oh yeah, okay. Ba-ba-da. Blissful Bites. Bliss. Blistables. That's what you want. Blistables.com. Oh, and it's right there, right when you go on the page. Here you go. Blistables.com. Copy that. Paste that. Do a little flippity-do, a skippity-do, and how do you do? There's a link for it right there. And you go to menu. I mean, you can see it right there, that cupcake right there. That's the vanilla mint chocolate cupcake. It's fucking awesome. But if you go to menu, boom, it's the first thing, vanilla mint chocolate cupcake. The other one I like is The other one, if you scroll down towards the bottom, peanut butter cookie cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw the peanut butter cookie cake.
That should be outlawed.
Miss Bliss.
Yes. Chewy ginger snap, German chocolate truffle cake, candy bar Bliss.
Like shit.
Box of four truffles, vanilla mint chocolate cupcake. Oh, chocolate cupcake baked with bits of Andes mints inside and topped with our original vanilla mint cream cheese frosting and decorated with chocolate sprinkles. This universal favorite has permanent temperamenty undertones that make it the perfect complement to most any occasion. I'm going to like that for sure. Bingo. I just liked that. Did you see that? Did you see me like that?
Yep.
Was that cool?
It's way cool.
So if I ever get paid to do this shit, I'm definitely going to have my sales team try to get Blistables to sponsor the show.
Candy Bar Bliss. They make their own candy bars.
Sure they do. They're full service. They don't mess around.
They're good. Pecan Caramel.
Yeah, they're based in the Bay Area. Good people down
there. So this is it? These are the only things they do? That's a short list.
That's the only enterprise that I'm aware of. I mean, I think they get pretty good bang for the buck. I think they're pretty well distributed too, actually. Like pretty much every cannabis club in Bay Area has got it at it. It's got a brand. It's a name you can trust. But in a couple of months, it doesn't even matter. It's going to be like Amsterdam here. It's going to be ridiculous. It's already like Amsterdam here, but now it's going to be insane. But yeah, vanilla mint chocolate cupcake, thumbs up.
Chatterbox anyway. Should call in.
What?
I said Chatterbox should call in.
Yeah, Chatterbox, give us a call.
He said Chatterbox, call in. Chatterbox.
Yeah, if you chatter so much, just prove it, man. Step it up, bruh.
Yep, step it up.
So...
Did you enjoy all the football today?
I wasn't too happy with the games. They turned... Yeah, Alabama was just a blowout. It wasn't even the full game. It's just like, okay. And then so I admit, so I watched the whole first half of Florida, and I was like, okay, this game's over. And meanwhile, Stanford and Oregon have a dead-even matchup going on the other side, so I switch over to that game, and then that turns into a blowout.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I just want to see a good, solid, you know, down-to-the-wire game.
Yeah.
And that's what, and yeah, and that's what we got with the Michigan today.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But you want it again, though. You get it early in the day, and you're just like, oh, I want it again. I went, that was just like, whoa. I love those down-to-the-wire matchups.
He's saying that he tried calling in, and it's not working. Says number is not found.
I think you're not working, dude. Seriously. No offense. All due respect. No, put a 1. Dude, you got to put a 1 before that at those numbers. Make sure you're putting a 1. So it's 1-347-826-7667. I hope you know to do that.
Try again. Try again. Hopefully, tomorrow will be better.
Yeah, you know, I haven't even looked ahead. I'm a Raider fan, so I just, by default, just assume we're either not on TV because we're playing at home, or we're playing somewhere cold and remote where we're going to get destroyed.
Well,
and it's early in the day,
and
I sleep
through. So the Lions are in big trouble tomorrow.
Are the Lions good this year?
Hmm?
Are the Lions any good this year?
No. No.
Packers blew it against the Bears. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
The Bears, and suddenly the Bears are in first place. 3-0.
I hate Bears.
It's all a big. It's a conspiracy. Rahm Emanuel is pulling the strings. It's all rigged.
At least the Pats are doing good.
Who?
At least I have the Pats. The Patriots?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what the fuck? You like the Patriots and the... You're Indian.
Yes, I like the Patriots, okay? I'm only a Lions fan because my dad is a big Lions fan, and it would break his heart if I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. And then randomly the Patriots? Did you ever live in Boston, or do you have any connection to that area, New England area?
No, I've liked the Patriots ever since I was in, fourth and fifth grade. I don't know why.
Kanye did his whole show with a white background, and all the instruments are white, and one of the guys that's singing with him is wearing all white. So it just looks like the guy's head and hands are floating in the air. And he's got his head and his hands are just floating in the air, and he's got black pants, and that's it. You don't see his – he just totally is blown up. Kanye is a nut.
Chatterbox, where are you from?
Yeah, what's up, Chatterbox? Amy is – you're piquing her interest. She's inquiring. She wants to know about the box. What else can you do with the box?
Nobody's saying much in chat. I'm just trying to get some activity going up in here. Portland.
Seriously, what a bunch of corpses.
Portland, Texas.
Portland, Texas. Is there a Portland in every state?
I guess so.
Portland, Texas. Where the fuck is that? I don't know where that is.
I don't
know.
Where
like
Portland,
a, it's
Texas
probably like
either.
A suburb of Dallas, Fort Worth, or something. Who
I've
knows?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I think he just made it up. This guy's CIA. You know how I know? He can't operate technology.
That's great. I'm sorry, Chatterbox. I'm not laughing at you.
Of course not. I'm laughing down at you.
Close to Christie, Texas.
Oh, okay.
All right, I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
All
the
right,
Branch
Davidians.
Are the Branch Davidians from Corpus Christi?
Mm-hmm.
Ask Chatterbox if he's got a gun rack.
Chatterbox, do you have a gun rack?
Well, first of all, does he have a truck, I guess, is the first fair question.
Oh, I like trucks. You don't like trucks, Vince?
I love trucks. I played with trucks when I was a kid. They were awesome.
Trucks are manly.
Trucks are very... You know, usually when you see a guy with a huge mega truck, with the it's just like two stories off the ground... Usually those guys happen coincidentally to have extremely large genitalia.
Yes, this is
they
true.
They always do.
It's oddly true.
It's like 100% guaranteed. This is like
pretty much.
It's a science, basically. There have been studies, polls. Oh, shit, Chatterbox is chattering up the box. Says I need Skype credit to call with the one in front. Chatterbox. Yeah, you do have to pay when you call in to BTR. It's a call-in number. It's not like Skype to Skype because I'm on Skype, but I'm calling in and I'm paying for it. I mean, it's pretty cheap. It's like $3 a show or something like that. I don't know. It works out. Anywho, I want to thank Chatterbox for
trying.
Chattering it up in the box while Jess JR, Mrs. TG, and your girl Callie all nap. See, that's what I do with my ladies. I just make them all, they just all take naps and they rotate. I have Amy right now. Amy's going to be with me here and hold things down. And then when she gets off, she goes to sleep and the next girl wakes up and she takes over. Look, see, Miss PG just woke up. Amy's about to get me off right now. When she's finished, she's going to take a nap. And I'll get her off, too, of course. I mean, it's mano y mano here. Miss TG was working. Who were you working, Mrs. TG? Were you working PD Green?
She was working it.
Ooh. Mrs. TG, music video in the chat room. behind the scenes shit, I let that load. Fuck PG, you should email me a track. I can play it on the show, just like old times. Whenever you want, just email me your latest stuff, and I'll bang it right here on the air. No pun intended. Because I know all her. If you have a good track, you either have a banger or a slapper.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the lingo. That's just how it goes. And I think we might have the platinum goddess herself here, Mrs. In the flesh, Mrs. PG. Is that you?
Yeah. for noodles.
Oh, it's Mrs. TG in the house.
Yes, I am here. What's good with you, Miss Baby?
It's got a lot hotter in here. I have to peel off some of this extra layers I have.
You so nasty.
Well, that's how we're trying to do it here tonight with the after party disco sex time.
Okay.
I forgot what I named the show. I wanted it to be catchy. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Mrs. TG, you need to meet Amy. Amy, Mrs. TG. I don't know if you guys.
Hey, hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's great. So you know Vince, huh?
Just from BTR.
Yeah, she's kind of my co-host. She's kind of my de facto co-host.
That just means
she's
a stranger.
She's my producer.
Okay.
She's producer / call screener / intern / hand job.
Callie
couldn't take it in a hot naughty talk. It's past her bedtime. No, Callie. All right, that's fine.
No, you're
all,
girl.
Just, I talked to her the other night. I think I talked to her, last night or the night before?
Yeah.
She's good.
I talked to her the same time you did.
Yeah. See, my producer knows. She's got it in the production notes. Yes, I am, actually.
I don't believe it.
I'm free balling, if that counts for anything.
Okay, well, then that helps.
So what's this How Yo Mama Doing clip that you sent, that you pasted in here? Who are these
people?
Why do I care about these people?
You don't care about some people, but they say PG's name. So I like people that says my name. He's actually, every Saturday I let a local artist come in and host Milwaukee music for me. And that was one of the people that hosts Milwaukee music for me. So that's why I put the video. And it's on my YouTube channel, so.
All right. Well, you got to get me some of your tracks and Petey Green's tracks so I can load them up on a BTR here and play them. Or.
I sure will.
Or not.
I have another call coming in. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. My producer's got to take that call.
No, it's okay. I will take it.
Is she a phone fix operator?
What's that?
Is she a phone actress?
I didn't catch that. I don't know.
Is she a phone actress?
A phone actress. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think she could if she wanted to, but I don't know.
No.
Okay. Well,
she's not a mega hoe. She hasn't converted yet. Still doing paperwork.
I see the chat room is winding down. Vince, why don't you tell some of that because I know you from playing. I mean, I was sitting here and I was jamming and I was listening to everything.
Oh, it was great until I stopped playing the music is what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is I just wanted to hear something because you have such a strange taste of music that I just wanted to see, you know.
Oh, what am I? Okay. Let me play this for you. This is some new music. A friend of mine, Boots Riley, he's in this band called The Coup, and he's got another project called Street Sweeper Social Club. And I used to play some of their stuff last year, and they just came out with a new EP this year. And it's a bunch of covers, and they cover – oh, but there's a couple of new songs too.
Oh,
Okay. And one of the songs is this one, Ghetto Blaster.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. That was, am I on? Can you hear me? Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Wow, we got a half hour left to go here in the show. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. Vince Lunday back here with you. And I have with me the lovely Mrs. PG.
Good night,
and also the lovely Miss Amy. That rhymes. PG, PG and Amy. And they're both and they're both sitting on my lap here as we're broadcasting with you live via the internet. Sorry, the webcam's not working tonight. PG knocked it over and broke it. So
yeah, I did. Sorry, I was trying to smack Hank with a kitty and it just fell over. You know.
I know. She totally knocked it over with the titty and destroyed it. These things happen. We didn't bring a stunt. It's okay. I want to thank the want to thank Chatterbox Live, Jess Jr. and Mrs. PG and Jabel, Georgia Bell. Is that what we're talking about here? Another lady. This is another lady. Hmm? Welcome, Mrs. Georgia Bell. Feel free to join us here on the airwaves, as it were. The number is 347-826-7667. I take requests for anything, even music. Ooh, she's got the...
Chatterbox is a radio DJ, too. Did you look at his link?
No, but I hope if with a name like Chatterbox Live on a website called Blog Talk Radio, if it doesn't have his own show, there's some sort of problem. I would imagine his show is Chatterbox Live. Live.
Yes.
I would hope so. Unless he's just talking about what's going on in his head. That could be live to him, you know?
So he was saying that sounded like something Kid Rock would do. And, yeah, it's totally like a rap metal thing. And I was clarifying in the chat room, this Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, who did the guitar on that song. He's in that band.
Yeah.
Street Sweeper Social Club. They cover a LL Cool J song, Mama Said Knock You Out. And they also cover song I used to play on this show a lot. What's MIA? Paper Planes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They do a cover of that. I'll try to find that. I'll play that for you ladies. Hopefully I'll get you all warm and wet and mushy. Moist, however you want to put it. So, yeah, Chatterbox Live is holding it down in the chat room with Georgia Bell with the funky font on the name there. Oh, she's an emoticon person. So you always have to nurture
bye.
The emoticon. You have to nurture the emoticon people. Oh, bye.
Bye.
Was she offended that I made fun of her font on her thing?
I don't know.
Was I rude? Oh, bye.
Man.
What the fuck? People are so touchy. God, have a backbone, folks. You could have interpreted that as a compliment. Who knows?
Right.
People just got to lighten up a little bit. Just lighten up, folks. Take a chill pill. They're available in all sorts of forms, especially Bliss edibles, vanilla mint chocolate cupcakes. Oh, man, I could eat those things. Wow. If you give me a dozen of those, I would just pound them all down. No problem. And that'd be bad because I'd be just like comatose for like 2 days.
Yeah.
It would be a very bad thing.
It's not fair. You're making me want one really bad.
Do you want it? How bad do you want it?
Really bad.
All right. Maybe I'll give it to you.
No, I want it.
It's also a box of 4 truffles.
Almost.
How about we just get one and we share it together? Hmm?
Okay.
You name it, sister. We'll do it. What's that?
I'm sometimes I don't mind sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you can keep it. You can keep the sex going longer that way. If you have three people and you just rotate, person, you know, people, one person nuts and the other two people, you know, administer and just like you go around, and, or maybe one person administers and the other one takes a nap.
What?
You're just like, oh, you just wake up, like you nut off and you fall asleep, and then somebody pokes and says, okay, you gotta nut me off now, and you just wake up and it's just, you just do it all afternoon.
Yeah, I like that. Chatter says tag team.
Chatterbox, dude, you gotta get the technology up and running, bro, and call us. You got 21 minutes to get your technology together. If not, I'm just going to have to take these two ladies, these two lovely ladies for myself. Just JR is just out. He probably has some cupcakes.
So PG. Oh, never mind. I'm talking to myself.
Oh.
Better yourself.
Yeah. What are you going to, better yet, what are you going to say back? Hole in one.
Hole in one?
It was actually a, no, I lied. It's actually a double bogey. But the shot that he made looked like it could have, like the way that it was, they edited it, looked like it was almost a hole in one. Sink.
I can only
get
a hole in one. Huh?
You were talking about your hole? What?
Oh, wow.
So I cut you off. You were going for your hole.
Plenty to fill. I was just saying the only place I can get a hole in one is Tiger Woods Golf for PS2. I hate golf.
Is there like a, they're going to start packaging those games with like a porn function? Like you can like switch, it's like which bar hostess do you want to fuck tonight? Or which cocktail waitress are you going to take back to your hotel tonight? In between the holes?
Interesting.
Yeah, you need the full Tiger Woods experience is what I'm basically trying to say. Oh, it looks like we've got...
I know what you're saying.
There's some chatter going on here. Constantin for Abilene. Constantine for Abilene.
Constantine.
That sounds like Abilene, Texas. Is he running for, is Constantine running for office in Abilene? Is that what
he's
all about?
He did.
He did, but it's over that.
He didn't win, I guess.
But he's still for Abilene, though. I mean, he still cares. Because that's the thing. A lot of these people are sort of losers. They lose these elections. They're like, well, fuck Abilene. I'm going to, you know. People from Abilene spoke, and I'm speaking back. They can fuck themselves.
Fuck themselves, huh?
What is wrong with, like, I can't hear Mrs. PG at all. Like, I
yeah,
can
Mrs.
hear
PG,
her
you're...
speaks, but I cannot make out what she's saying.
Yeah, she's kind of muffled there.
You can't hear me?
PG, do you have the phone in between your tits or something? What's going on?
No, it's not. I'm going to hang up and call back in.
All right. Miss PG. Well, we're going to take a break here. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. Constantine for Abilene, you're more than welcome to call in and join us. We got about 15 minutes to go here. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667, and I will be right back.
Mano Negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
C'est une guerre.
Disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, we're back.
12 minutes remain to take your calls at 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, your agent provocateur for the evening, and taking your calls if you want to join myself and the lovely Amy and PG. We are live on the air for you for the next 10 minutes, and then we'll go into a little overtime, and that's where we get sexual, and we do the Triple X show, which will only be available in the archives if you don't call in. So that number is 347-826-7667. We spun the wheel earlier, and it looks like the position of the night will be doggy style. Doggy style. Position of the night. And the position of the night is brought to you in part by Bliss Edibles. Try the new vanilla mint chocolate cupcake. It's a little piece of heaven. I guess you can find them on the internet at blissedibles.com. And there you have it. We had Lady Slugga stopped by for a second there. She, maybe she got my blast on Twitter. I don't know. I'm always blasting all over the place. But, you know, that's just how I do it. And if you want to do it with us, it's 347-826-7667. That's the number for to unlock your deepest desires and fulfill all your dreams. Call us now, 347-826-7667.
Thank you, very nice.
You're welcome.
Come get sexy with us.
I'm sorry, what?
I said come get sexy with us.
I'm totally getting to you. Relax. God, these girls are just so antsy. What's going on in the chat room? Miss PG's having an orgasm in the chat room, apparently.
I know, and Patterbox just took off his pants.
Oh, wow. PG, we need to play the music from Bobblehead. Oh man, you know what? I'm gonna do before it's all said and done. I'm going to make little sound bites of some of the best of, and just do a loop like a greatest hits highlight reel of her old show Bobblehead Productions Late Night. That shit was, as they say, banoodles. That's the definition of banoodles. I have it right on my one of them right on my desktop. I wish I was a little more. If I had a little more prep time, I could have gotten it taken care of. But I blame my producer, Amy. Totally her fault.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is my fault. Everything's my fault.
Yeah, I'm going to discipline her for that later. And if you want to witness me disciplining her, you should call in now, 347-826-7667.
Oh my God.
He's smacking his buttocks like a raw potato.
With a raw potato.
Oh, with a raw potato.
Oh my God.
That's pretty sexy.
How they do in Texas.
Corpus Christi, remember? That's the Branch Davidians.
Chatterbox is a freak.
Yeah. I'm almost glad he didn't call in.
Hmm.
You just never know. I mean, it's BTR. Who fucking knows? There's some nutty people on this fucking thing.
He just got that wrong. What, you think that we can believe that you're, like, on the straight and narrow after making a comment about slapping your butt with the raw potato? I don't think so.
What's so weird about slapping your buttocks with a raw potato?
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
I mean, it's not like a habit or anything, but if it happens, it's not a big deal. Hell, if I had a raw potato here, I would smack you with it.
Well, I would let you.
Well, we can add that into the mix too. If you want to join Amy and myself as I, you can help me slap her buttocks with a raw potato right here in studio. We'll give away tickets for a chance to do that in the overtime, but you have to call in 347-826-7667. You have 5 minutes to go. PG wants to know more.
We'll make an event out of it.
I'll stand
there bent over holding my ankles and people can just get in line to wait to slap me in the butt with a raw potato.
Should do it at kind of like the way you did it at the county fair last week.
She loves fries. Well, Chatterbox, the way to make fries is not to slap your butt with the potato. I'll tell you that.
I don't know. Maybe he's really hot. He's so hot, he can fry a potato with his ass.
Maybe.
Well, if you'd like to chillax with us further, you have 4 minutes to call in, 347-826-7667, and join Amy and myself.
Come on, JPJN94, call me.
Jump in Jennifer, born in 94, so that means she's like 16. Jesus, she's too young.
No. It doesn't have to necessarily be her birthday.
I don't know, man. It could be. You know what it is? It's, oh, damn. Okay, that's not real. That's not real. I mean, that's that chick from 90210 or Saved by the Bell. Are you telling me this is the Saved by the Bell chick? Get the fuck out of here. Did you click on
yeah.
JPJN Japan Jenny?
Yeah.
Jumping. Did you click on the Twitter though?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. There's where it deviates.
Mrs. PG is leaving. She's tired.
Aw. All right, PG. Good night, baby. She's gone. Well, she hung it. She stuck it out. It's like, what, 3:30 where she is? It's crazy.
4:30 here.
Yeah. But you're on crack. All right, we got some callers here. Let's find out who we have. 909, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Who's Cindy?
Cindy.
Yeah.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, honey.
What's going down?
Not much. I was starting to go to sleep until Amy called in.
I know. Me too. I don't blame you.
That's G-Man?
What?
Are you G-Man?
G-Man?
Who are you?
I will be any man you want me to be. If you want me to be G-Man tonight, I will be your G-Man.
Who are you?
This is Vince of the Bay. You're on my radio show. We've got a minute left to go here. You're going into overtime with this. As is 361. Who's identify yourself?
This is Chatterbox. How you doing?
Chatterbox made it in. Just
yeah.
In the nick of time. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I thought it was like a Skype number, and I guess you got to call in with a regular phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm here then.
Yeah, you're locked in. We've got about a minute to go here. That's one more minute to take your calls at 347-826-7667. Sorry. My engineer just handed me something, and something we're going to touch on in the overtime, but you still have time to join us. 347-826-7667 locks you in to the bonus round. You got 1 minute to call in. Jumping Jehoshaphat 94, thank you for tuning in, and I hope everything works out for you. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we'll have overtime with our lovely panel here on what did I call this show again? After Party Sexy Time.
Yeah.
After Party Sexy Time, yes. That's a little nod to Ronnie Rucker. After Party Sexy Time. It's time for the overtime for After Party Sexy Time. I'll be right back. it's overtime. I want to welcome everybody back. Amy, of course, and we also have Chatterbox Live. And who was from the 909? Who was that again?
Cindy. Well, it's JPJN now. Cindy's gone to sleep.
Oh, Cindy is gone to sleep. Great. What's going on, JPJN94?
What's happening?
We're just hanging out here in overtime. Miss PG's gone to bed. Usually she's our go-to gal here. But we're just kicking it with Amy and Chatterbox Love. And I forgot who's in the 361. Well, that's Chatterbox.
Yeah.
So it sounds like somebody is en route to the Chatterbox. Sounds like you're on the road, dude.
Yeah, somebody is like in the wind.
Yeah. Are you driving on your motorcycle?
Why the heck is nobody talking? What the frick?
That wasn't my plan at all.
So what happens in the overtime? Do we get like pin somebody or what?
I'm sorry? No, this is like the post game after show, you know, in the locker room, sort of, you know, get the skinny on the inside.
Oh, okay.
On the down low.
Yeah. Usually gets pretty wet and steamy.
Well,
I'm alone here with three guys.
Like a locker room.
So does that make it like a sausage fest or?
Yeah, it would.
Well, then we have. Oh, yeah. She's. I guess she went to. Went to sleep, I guess, but.
Yeah, I tried to keep
totally
her awake. I was totally
confused there. I didn't know. So you and your wife were both listening to the show together?
Yeah, we tried, but she didn't last long.
No, she's not in the BTR.
You know, she didn't last long.
We did.
What,
so can they still hear this on the internet, or?
No, they will. It's when we finish and people play it back, they'll be able to hear it in the playback. But it's not broadcasting right now, so it's essentially just recording, but it's not broadcasting.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
So this is the after party party.
This is exactly. This is the after party after party.
Oh, see, since you were confusing him because you named your show The After Party Sexy Time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was looking for a catchy name.
So this would be like the smoking the cigarette after your, you know, after the party.
Exactly. After that. No, it was earlier. I was my friend Ronnie Rucker. He does a show on like live stream or Ustream or Restream, one of the streaming sites. He does a show on Saturday night, and after the show, I was still kind of pumped, and I just like put this show up. So it was kind of like his after party.
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of those people came over. I mean, they're all gone now, though. But,
so this would make it the after party, then?
No, just two afters.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, we're coming after Ronnie Rucker's show, and then after your show, then, yeah, it would be after. No, I guess two afters. I don't know. Confusing.
Okay, it's
It's the off-air party.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
We
God
are
damn
no
it, it's a party.
On the air.
One way or another, it's a party, God damn it.
Now shut up.
As long as we're having a party, it's okay.
Yeah.
Exactly, Mondo. So
like
okay, dude. That's catchy, I guess. So JPJN, your wife came on and she sounded very disoriented and she said, "Are you the G-man?"
She was a little drunk, a little confused, not quite sure where she was or what show she was on. But, you know, that happens when you're on Blog Talk for 12 hours.
24 hours. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, who's that, you or her?
Well, we've been on shows on and off since around 12-ish.
So you guys are both a couple addicted to BTR together.
Is that AM or PM?
PM, because we stopped at 2 o'clock AM this morning. Yeah, and I went to bed, woke up, and got back on. So, yeah, that sounds about right. That works.
Okay.
That works. It's been a long day on Blog Talk for us. So, yeah, she was a little confused. She was looking for
bed.
The G-man.
I'm confused, too, because
really, but she was looking for the G-man. So, I mean,
yeah,
same difference, right?
Yeah, close enough. That's funny because I've never heard of the G-Man on BTR. I don't know. I mean, I don't. There's a lot of shows on BTR, so who knows? But it's a new one. I almost felt like because I didn't realize you had came back on, and I was going to come back on the air saying just because I wanted to keep the caller. I was just like going to come back on and say, oh. And we're back at Vince on the Bay, a.k.a. G-Man. I'm back here with so-and-so and just, like, play it off.
You should have.
So she'd just be like, oh, it is a G-Man. Cool.
I didn't give him the phone back to her until I keep her awake, but let me check now. Nope, looks like it wouldn't have worked.
Oh. Good times.
Sometimes people just can find that nice lull to where they can fall asleep. Sometimes you just have to stay awake.
Amen, brother. Preach into the choir. I wish I could have another vanilla mint chocolate cupcake.
Tell Cindy I'll be thinking about her a little later tonight or this morning.
Well, I will try to tell her, but I'll have to wait till the morning probably. And,
that's okay.
You know, it's not going to be the same because it's not like she'll be dreaming of you all night. So
she's probably already dreaming.
I can try and whisper that in her ear while she's sleeping. You know, I'm just not sure if I'll get the same effect. Now, you know, they always talk about how patients that are in comas can hear you talking. Is it the same for sleep?
Sure, why not?
I would think that if you whispered in someone's ear something like over and over again, somehow they would probably wake up and like
subliminal message or something like that.
Yeah, like they would wake up like thinking about what you said. Like, is this like a real memory I have or like was I dreaming? Like,
so do you think if I whisper in her ear for a couple hours that Amy wants you, she'll remember that?
Try it and find out.
It's a good idea. I like it. I like that. I will try it.
I'm digging that.
The problem they're going to have, though, is if there's somebody else that she knows that's by the name of Amy, and she's out hunting for that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could cause a real problem, I think, though. I really need to screen her friends before I try this experiment. Isn't that if you send your girlfriend or wife out on a mission to find a girl and you whisper in her ear the name that you want her to go find and she finds the wrong one, you know? I mean, that's a problem.
Yeah. Could. I'll just have to come out to California.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah, I'll just send him a jet. So, So, JPJN, you're in Cali, too?
I am in Cali. You say two, so I'm guessing you are as well.
Yeah.
What's up with all this crazy rain we have here? What's up with that? We're not supposed to have rain.
Where are you, dude? There's no rain here.
Well, not today, but, you know, the last couple of days we had a little bit of rainfall there. It's not something we have here normally. People drive crazy. They crash. We can't have rain here. Californians can't drive in the rain.
Yeah.
People panic from rain.
Just imagine
we get storm
if
watches snowed. From a couple inches of rain, you know.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but it's true, though. You know, storm watch 2010, and it'll be because of a couple inches of rain.
Just imagine if it snowed over there. They'd totally, like, you know, barely go a few feet before wrecking, you know, each person. And
Well, I grew up in the mountains because we do have mountains here, and we did have snow, and, oh, yes, they did crash quite frequently, which is why I moved down from the mountains because I got tired of trying to drive to work. Basically, any type of weather at all does not suit well from Californians at all.
We
it's
get
almost
lots
like we're
and
allergic
lots
to it,
and
maybe.
Lots of snow here.
Totally allergic to weather.
By the time winter's like full
blown, dude,
winter,
I tried.
We're like buried in it.
I tried living in New York for 2 years, and I was just like, "Why do you people do this to yourselves? Why do this?"
Vince, come visit me in Ohio.
Okay, I should book a tour. That's
well,
right. I'll be in Corpus Christi on the 27th, and the 28th I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. The 29th I'll be in Cincinnati at the toll booth.
Yeah, the only time it snowed here was in 2004, and people were like, you know, never seen snow before. They were like, it's beautiful. And they're like walking around, and it's amazing.
Yeah, people are retarded.
They're like, it's snow. I'm like, yes.
It's like, come on. It's exactly what you would think it was, asshole.
It's cold and wet.
Well, you know, in Texas,
it's
it don't snow too often.
It's
so
overrated. I mean, the first time I encountered a real blizzard when I was living in New York, like, there was, like, literally, like, in some parts of the streets, there was like 10 feet of snow packed. It was just it was like a winter wonderland. I was like, this is incredible. After living in California, to like live somewhere where it's literally, you were like in a big fucking, like, it was like living on Hoth from Star Wars. It was cool.
Yeah,
but then after
pretty,
a while, like,
it
gets annoying.
Like being
it, turns
out,
into,
like,
it turns into slush and stuff, and it just gets...
Yeah.
It just turns into a drag.
It turns into brown, depressing everything.
Yeah. You know, people pissing in it.
Yeah.
It's just... It's horrible. But that first freshly packed, just finished, you know, storming, that's when it's cool. It's all, like, muted, too. Sound is, like...
Everything is peaceful.
Like dance, yeah.
Yeah, this snow talk is not so sexy.
Hey, it can be. You know,
are you kidding me? I just came.
That's not
like
necessarily true, though. I mean, have you not had sex in the snow?
Yeah, I envision girls in bikinis skiing in the snow. There you go.
Little snow bunnies.
Yeah, there you go. Snow bunnies. Yeah, I thought it was like a a sport or something like that.
I'm telling you, sex in the snow has some good outcomes there. I'm telling you, it's good. It's good.
The snow horrors. Snow horrors, just like
it is good.
Hey,
it is good.
Hey, let's just like let's go frolic over onto the side here, off the beaten path.
Snow angel naked. There you. That'll wake you up.
Naked snow angels.
Wow, Tiger Woods is wearing a really gay purple vest.
What? What is he in the snow?
Because he's a golfer. They don't golf in the snow, dude.
Well, they golf in the rain. I mean, what's the difference, really?
Because if you golf in the snow, you can't see the greens and stuff. Everything
is like
covered.
You got like an orange ball.
How would you find the white golf?
I think you might have just invented a new Olympic sport, possibly. Winter golf.
Winter golf? I mean, you have to go out and find your ball and
the white,
you know.
No, they make
shoot.
Different colored balls. You wouldn't have
yeah,
to use
you,
white balls in the winter.
Yeah, you'd have to use like a blue ball. Blue ball.
Blue balls.
Yeah.
That was a cool action, wasn't it?
Tiger picked the gayest purple vest to wear at the Ryder Cup.
I think it's because it's raining. And he figured he's going to look gay in the rain anyway, so he might as well wear a vest.
Chatter, your voice doesn't, like, go with the way that you look.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
How does he look?
I told you to look at his link, silly
right,
boy.
I forgot. You're the producer.
Too late.
You're supposed to be on top of. He looks like a penguin. What are you talking about?
A penguin. No, those. Well, I linked it to a video. One of the videos. Actually, if you click underneath the where it says more videos, or there's some video windows. Down there, I think. But.
I don't see any videos, dude. I just see Chatterbox Live and a penguin.
Okay,
I mean,
look
I'll add you to my friends. I'm
that.
Totally going to add
a bunch
you.
Of,
I don't see shit below that, dude. There's nothing below that. I'm serious.
There we go. It's broken.
It's not loading. It's buffering or something.
Oh, okay.
It's just BTR is what it is. And it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I don't know. All I've got is a penguin.
It is it is.
Unless it's not.
Or that.
You said it is what it is, and I said unless
friend.
It's not.
Exactly. All right, I sent Chatterbox a friend request. You're my friend now, but I don't see any videos, dude.
He's not on his BTR page.
Do you have a blog?
Well, what page then? What page then?
You're talking about
the chat room.
He put a link up in the chat room.
Really? I missed it.
Yeah, you did miss it.
My bad.
You're so silly.
You're hefty.
Mrs. PG, okay, people, I sleepy. Hope to see you guys soon. Sexy dreams.
Didn't your voice turn me on?
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm glad that you find it acceptable. Oh, I still have Georgia Bell up on my thing here. Wow, she's got a frizzed out look going here. Georgia Bell. She's cute, though. She's only on the Facebook and the MySpace.
Ew, MySpace. People
yeah,
still use MySpace?
That's tacky. So tacky.
Yeah, she could be wearing a purple vest.
She's probably wearing purple panties. Her pictures on MySpace. Because MySpace, that's back in the days when people thought they could still get freaky and stuff. So people probably like still have some naked pictures on there and shit. Because it all
well,
started. But
not to.
Don't they do like the MySpace angles? Did you ever hear that before?
No.
Mm-mm.
That's new to me.
It's like when they take a picture, you know, to put on MySpace, but they do it, you know, how they hold a camera like way above their head at an angle so they won't see their, you know, the rest of the body or something like that.
Pixar didn't have it.
And, you know, somehow I learned on it, and then I started doing some research. I was like, wow, that's pretty bizarre. And they make videos about it and everything.
Dude, you still in the chat room? You should paste the link back into the chat room. I'm still in there.
Oh, shoot. The only thing is where the phone is, the computer's in the other room. I guess I can go in there and post another link. But...
Well, don't go out of your way.
What's that?
Don't wake up.
That's an awful long way. That's about like 12 feet away. Okay, hold on.
I'm actually going to Google the MySpace camera angle here, see if we can find some information on this. This is new for me.
Just wiki it.
Hey, that movie Social Network came out.
Yeah, did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Let's go see it.
The very first picture I found Googling the MySpace picture angle was this one. Post that in chat for you guys. It was interesting to see if that was their first one.
She's thick. I'd do it.
Interest.
Sure, why not? She's got cleavage. Is that photoshopped? What's up with that?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting for Chatterbox
things
to explain the MySpace camera angle.
Oh, that's totally like somebody's penis, dude. That's like, what is that? It's not Britney Spears or something.
Well, you
got to
figure there's a little bit of Photoshop and...
Definitely got some junk in the trunk from this angle.
Mm-hmm.
Not safe for work, although technically it is. She's just wearing a bathing suit. What is that?
I went ahead and posted another link. I didn't realize it. I guess the
link. Holy crap.
Got shoved out of the room, I guess.
Justin TV?
Yeah. I think actually that's the one I think I did today. It automatically saves. I'll just through the first video.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen your show before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Do you do it on... Wait, do you do it on Blog Talk and on Justin at the same time?
No, I just do Justin TV.
One and the other?
Yeah, see, well, I didn't actually get an account on Blog Talk Radio, I guess, till today, I guess, but...
Just do strictly just Justin TV?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I used to do.
I think I've seen your show before.
Oh, okay. Actually, me and Ronnie Rucker were on the shows.net for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I think it lasted like 3 months. It didn't last long, but oh well.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. It was basically a website that showed exclusive Justin TV streams at certain times or something?
It was kind of where, you know, you can – it was made for, like, the broadcasters, like, to bring all, you know, from different sites. It doesn't have to be Justin TV. It could be mm-hmm. Ustream, live stream, and
All the streams.
Yeah, it could be any – as long as you can be able to link, you know, the live video and chat. Well, no, actually just the live video. And then they provided the IRC chat, I think. But
nice.
Did everybody else still on here, or did they?
Oh, we're all here.
Oh, okay.
I got scared clicking on your link for a second, but I'm still here.
So it's Chatterbox. What time of day do you do that?
Well, I just do it like twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Central. Sometimes I do it maybe a little bit more often, but it'll be like unscheduled, just, you know, last minute thing. But
mm-hmm.
So I did the, you know, well, actually it was yesterday's show. I had, you know, 8. No, I did a little bit early, I think, yesterday.
What's the topic of your show on there?
Usually Saturdays is kind of like open chat. Actually, I had a broadcaster off of another show, Smart Scarecrow. He also used to be on the shows.net, so I ended up Skyping him in, actually for quite a while, I think, like an hour and a half, I think. There wasn't really a topic that day. Usually Wednesdays are when I have something planned, not always, but. Sometimes it's just fun, just, you know, instead of having something planned, just, you know, sometimes I just want to, you know, get online and, you know, just talk to the people in chat, and I always can usually find something to talk about. So. I guess it's just like your show, you can always find something sexy to talk about. So.
As long as Amy's here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Like, actually, JPJN94, his other half, what did she say? Fuck, I forgot. I lost my train of thought.
It happens sometimes.
Blame it on the medication. And Tiger's and Tiger's gay sweater. I think that would just put me off as a golfer going against him. He just had that strikingly purple sweater just always hovering around and just sticking out.
In the white snow. You see this purple sweater
snow.
Just kind of moving up and down as it's walking down the...
He's subliminally telling us that he's on the purple Urple. The purple haze.
A purple Nurple?
Purple Nurple.
Yeah, he's probably got purple nipples, too, from the hooker that he had in his hotel last night.
Yeah, Tiger kind of went crazy, didn't he? You know, he's like, you know, I guess since he was well-known being a golfer, he just, you know, meeting the ladies and just couldn't stop for a long period. Well, he didn't really stop, I guess. Didn't they, like, track it down to, like, 12 girls or something like that?
That's it?
Or, I don't know, maybe more.
I'm a pimp golfer. I mean, I need at least a harem, right?
Yeah. Oh, but you got golf groupies. Is that what you say?
At least. At least make it worth it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Putting whores.
Well, I mean, that's what they kept talking about, having a hard time with him being with a porn star. But, I mean, if you're at that level in society, don't you want to make sure you're with the best?
Absolutely. He did okay. What was actually very disappointing, actually, though, is, like, none of the chicks were as hot as his wife. Like, some of the chicks were pretty hot, but she was easily hotter than all of them.
I think when you have, like, an amazing hot wife, like, you really can't get better than that. You slum. So, I mean.
You know what? He probably just found chicks that were just, like, really good at sex. Maybe she just had limitations.
He's a high caliber human being, but she didn't know anything in bed.
A high caliber human being. He probably has high caliber sexual needs. Like look at Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain was probably the most. He was more than the Shaq of his day. He just dominated, and he was racking up like 100 broads a night.
Well, you know he could get a hole in one.
Hell yeah. He was the dunk. He was the dunk champion. This is where I wish I still had my soundboard up.
It's all quiet now. What's going on?
It's touching time. Everybody just has to take a time out and just touch themselves.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever heard Amy this quiet.
I think it's a moment of silence.
How far back do you go with Amy here? What's the history here?
At least a day. But I mean, it's been long enough to know that she's not that quiet.
BTR. Yeah, a day in BTR years when you're addicted to it is like a century.
That's what I'm saying.
So much happens. Yeah. Oh, I've been muting her the whole time. I don't let her talk.
Okay, that makes sense then. I got it.
Muting her, oh boy.
It was actually funny. Like one of the times I came in off the music and I kept everybody on mute and I was just talking about them and then I just unmuted them as I was talking about them. And as I unmuted her, she was talking right back to me.
And then what was it like 10 minutes later? And then, you know, you unmuted.
Yeah. Yeah. There's Tiger with that gay ass purple sweater. Oh my God. You guys are not watching this?
No.
You know what? Where I live, we don't have the gay ass sweater network. So.
You should get it. You should get it. It's Vivid.
Is it
HD.
Like its own cable channel or something?
Yeah.
Is it in HD at least?
Yeah. It's in 3D.
That really is the only way to see a sweater.
That's where it's going to be. In a couple of years, that's what it's going to be. You're just going to be required to wear 3D glasses for, like, life. That's going to come out. And, like, I'm serious. Like, it's going to be like, okay, now life is in 3D. You have to wear glasses.
Well,
thanks to George Lucas, we've found a way to digitize reality.
No, it's not going to be like they're not going to wear 3D glasses. It's going to be all virtual reality plugged into like the Matrix, just using these glasses, and these people will be walking around with all these glasses on, you know, plugged into the net or something like that.
See, that's where you're wrong because I don't remember taking the blue pill.
You took the wrong pill, dude. Either that or somebody painted the wrong color or something. I don't know.
There's actually another golfer that has the gay purple sweater on. I think Tiger might have just been copping his style.
But you know what? It could have been at the gift shop.
I thought for a second it was his caddy. He was just like, fuck it, I'm going to start playing.
Well, he probably was like, you know what, I can fucking
match that color. They may wear matching vests.
I can roll with the cashmere sweater. It's all good.
Yeah, that's a little bit better if it'd be cashmere. Cashmere purple sweater, I guess, but.
Still taking your calls, 347-826-7667.
We're talking about sweaters. Do you like them? Do you wear them? Are they pimp?
Do you prefer gay purple ones like Tiger Woods?
Or do you wear a Snuggie? Well, those things are popular there for a while. I think 4 million sold, Snuggie, turnaround house coat.
Well, you have to admit, that was probably one of the dumbest ideas ever, but made millions.
Sold big, yeah. Now they started making them for pets now. How does a pet wear a Snuggie without falling down?
Dude, if they can market what do they call those things? Baby strollers? Like, people get baby strollers for their dog.
Huh.
If that's going on, like, it's fair game. The sky's the limit. Can't believe people actually want to bring their dog to the mall with them. Baffles the mind.
Well, do the malls really allow them in there? Unless it's like, if you're like handicapped or something like that?
I guess unless it's a guide dog, they have to be in a stroller. But they can have them in the mall if they have it in a stroller. But why would anyone want to bring their...
What's
that?
What if you're blind?
Oh,
how
my
gonna...
God, there's another guy. More gay purple sweaters. Oh, Ryder Cup. They're on the same team. Is that what it is? Is Ryder Cup like USA versus the other countries? Is that how Ryder Cup goes?
Yes.
Oh, so the entire United States is the gay purple team.
Yes.
What if it's a guy wearing a gay purple sweater pushing a stroller with the dog inside?
That's the Gator Cup.
Oh, okay.
Bubba Watson. His first Ryder Cup. He's left-handed. Size of it up. Fachink. It lands somewhere in the middle of the fairway.
See, this call ain't going to cost me like $8 a minute, is it? Or is it just normal?
I have no clue. If you're doing Skype, it's probably... I know, I do a BTR show, and Skype, it's costing me about $3.
Oh, just for the entire call?
Yeah, the entire call. It's calling through Skype.
Okay, yeah. What are you talking about, Skype out?
Skype out? What do you mean? I mean Skype, like the application Skype.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, okay. I just
it works.
Never,
it crashes sometimes, so I have my phone on a backup. Like, I'm surprised it hasn't died already.
Yeah, the last time I used Skype out, it was about 2-3 years ago, and I think the quality then wasn't really that great. Now it might have changed since then, I'm guessing, but.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm probably gonna do a Justin TV show or live stream or whatever. instead of doing just BTR. Because you can stream better quality of audio over there. You can broadcast longer. It's just, you can play videos.
Yeah, that's true.
So much more going on. Like Ronnie's show. He's just having a good time.
playing
videos and drinking, and it's like how he gets up to speed on a Saturday night. He just parties on Justin TV or whatever.
Yeah, usually, I mean, after I do my show, then around, I think midnight, that's when he starts his show on my time zone. I usually hang out in his show. And, yeah, it's been first, you know, it took me a while to figure out, you know, his show, and then started getting pretty good because he throws in all the other stuff like the email and
Buzzkill.
Yeah, Buzzkill. There we go. The Buzzkill and the movie reviews and all that. So it's usually always something new. So.
Yeah. No, he's been doing it solid for like 2 years. I remember when he started, when he just did it on BTR. Like, he would just come into my show and just like, he came to like, literally like, when I did my BTR show last year, came in, he was in the chat room every single time. And when he wasn't, he was doing his show.
Oh,
and
okay.
That dude was like fucking BTR soul brother number one for me. And then he just started doing his show, and he just like went nuts with his. He's just like fuck BTR.
Okay.
And he's like do it, and then he did the stars, the shows or whatever it was for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, he knows what's up.
Yeah, and then now I know. I think Scarecrow too. He was another guy that Smart Scarecrow, and then he often comes into my show, and then a lot of times we'll both, you know, go into his show at you know, late at night, or of course he's a different time zone, so we all just hang out together, I guess.
One big happy family.
Just about, yeah. The did you ever see his video of the shows.net? He made a video right after it closed down.
Maybe. Did he play it on his show?
Yeah, he played it on his show.
Yeah, I probably saw it. I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like that was funny because it was only up for when he joined. It was only up for 6 weeks, I think. He made it like a goodbye video. It was like he was almost crying. You see he put in a little black tear, I guess, at the end. It was funny. Actually, I asked him, hey, I want to play that on my my show, because it was so hilarious. So he said, yeah, go ahead. And I played, there's two of them I played. Well, one of them I couldn't get to work, so I had to, I think it was just that one video. So.
So what's coming up on your next show? Your next show is what, Monday or something?
Oh, shoot. I don't know yet, because a lot of times I got to go through the websites and see what's you know, up with the because I kind of do like a tech show on Wednesday, so I got to usually I'm always looking on there anyway, but I do have like a at the end of the month a Halloween show, but I got to film that. I'm going to do it at the USS Lexington because supposedly it's like haunted or something. They had like two different TV shows do their, you know, paranormal investigation thing. So I'm going to do that in conjunction with the Halloween theme, I guess. It's something I finally came up with this year because I couldn't think of anything for last year. So, but I figured it'd be an interesting twist, I guess.
Totally.
But actually, I also try to get a paranormal investigator. You know, they do. It's in Ohio. Actually, I found them on Blog Talk Radio. and because I was looking for Ronnie Rucker's thing, show,
mm-hmm.
his profile, and then I seen paranormal. I said, oh, cool, let me click here. And then I found this paranormal, radio show, and they actually do guest shots on different shows, so I tried to get them, and they responded, but they hadn't called me back, so I think they said their busiest time is September and October, so maybe that's why they may not be able to do it. But
totally.
But I tried.
Yeah.
Figure it didn't fit in with the theme, so.
Should have tried harder.
Yeah. I should drive to Ohio and surprise them. I couldn't
yeah.
do that through my go email.
go the extra mile, bro.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's several places I tried. There used to be, because I was friends with another paranormal site. They happened to have a show on Justin TV for a while, and they actually did theirs live on Justin TV. And I seen one show, and I thought it was pretty good. So I've been trying to get them on my show, but, Well, I think they kind of broke off, and they're in another group now. They made their own group, so, which is based in, I can't remember if it's California or Canada, but something like that. I think they're going to start up in Canada. But
one of the CAs.
Yeah, one of the CAs. There you go. Yeah, sometimes it's hard because you got to track down guests or whatever, but I don't always do the guests because that's hard enough sometimes trying to get people to do that. So, I kind of try to do it myself, whatever. Like you do it, I guess, on your show. You just try to come up with whatever. So, of course, I think I know it's kind of restrictive. You got to do all audio stuff pretty much or well, you could still do, I guess, like videos, but you just hear the audio portion. But oops,
I'm gonna upgrade at some point and do a show, but maybe do simulcast to do it both at the same time on BTR and at on Justin or whatever at the same time, or fuck it, have all Justin Ustream and livestream and BTR all four going.
I think actually doesn't like Ronnie Rucker do it like he used to do like three at one time simulcast.
I believe it. I tries everything.
Tries everything once.
Yeah, dude, I swear to God, he takes requests and he takes it serious. Like he put out some sort of Twittered something, and. He's like, oh, yeah, it's something about, like, ideas for a show or something. And I was like, dude, you should do a whole show where you're just as a Lego person.
Well, he's a what person? I missed that.
A Lego. You know those Lego people? Lego characters?
Okay.
You know how they have, like, video games? They, like,
yeah.
redid Star Wars, but with Lego people, and they even made video games out of it. This is how Lego stay in business, by the way. Like no kids don't play with Legos anymore. They just they license the likeness for video games and movies and shit and cartoons.
Huh. Well, you'd be surprised. I mean,
but he did it. Like I was like, dude, you should be. I was just like, just half not being serious, just being like, dude, you should do a whole show where you're a Lego person. And like the next week, he did. I mean, he didn't do a whole show as a Lego person, but he did like some Photoshop stuff, and it was fucking, you know. It was typical Ronnie Rucker fashion. It was cool.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I know this. I don't know if you know the Tech Buzz. I think he's off the stream and Justin TV. Well, he's been doing it for about 2 years, but his show is, he built it up really good. And he actually got Steve Wozniak from the, Apple, Steve
mm-hmm.
Jobs and all that, and he got him
yeah.
on his show, I think, for about an hour and a half. So.
Nice.
And that's not bad for just, doing it for 2 years, starting out, from the very beginning, so.
Yeah.
Never know. So he was a Legos person. Let me see. He did what did he do? He did. He was doing like pretty good stuff for like three or four times in a row. I think he did the lie detector, and then he did the. I can't remember now. My mind's blank now, but.
That's right, dude. My mind is blank like all day long.
Everybody else still here? They're real quiet.
No, they're gone.
Oh, they're gone.
Yeah, they just decided that they just gave up. There's like.
Oh yeah, I had to let the cat in, so.
They couldn't party hard enough. They just couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me see what time it is. Oh, shoot, I gotta eat me some. I'm getting hungry. Let me see what time it is. At 4:30. Yeah, I kind of better call it a night too. So.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. Yeah, this thing's about to wrap up. Anyways, it's gonna shut down in the next like minute or two.
Oh, okay. Well.
So I'll just man. Thanks for stopping by. Do you want to plug your show one more quick time just for potential podcast listeners?
Oh, okay. I guess so. I didn't realize. I forgot it was being recorded. That's www.justin.tv/LenoxCoolDude. And then Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Central. And that's it.
The one and only Linux Cool Dude.
Yeah. As far as I take it
you run everything on Linux.
No, actually, I used to, but I kind of switched to Mac because
uh-huh.
It's better supported software. But
exactly.
But I did actually. I ran it off Linux for about 6 to 8 months, I think. But there is a way.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll catch you later.
All right. Take care, Linux Cool Dude. Thanks
okay,
a lot,
bye.
Man. Bye. Amy, are you still there? God damn it. Did you guys all go away? Fuckers. All right. Well, this is... I was just joking. I didn't realize they really dropped off the air. That's all good. Well, I want to thank my cohort, my partner in crime, I guess. Amy, for sticking it out with me, coming through. She's a lovely producer, co-host. Check her out. She's out there. Twitter, Facebook, I think. Anywho, check me out at twitter.com/VTOCCE. You can check me out at my website. It's vincesvault.com. That's vincesvault.com. Yeah. There's also my YouTube page, which is youtube.com/VTOCCE. So check that stuff out that I have on there and let me know what's up. And until next time, keep it real. Or what does Tavis Smiley say? Keep the faith. Yeah. Or Seacrest out. Or as I like to say, Late Gates.